We are now at war. There are but two alternatives, total victory or total defeat. There can be no such thing as a military stalemate that would result in the survival of Hitlerism. That is the opinion of a man who knows. Douglas Miller, for 15 years, commercial attaché to the American Embassy in Berlin.
Presenting a radio series entitled, You Can't Do Business with Hitler.
Episode 10, The Pagan God.
Douglas Miller speaking. You here in the United States are familiar with the propaganda Hitler has been spreading throughout South America, claiming that he champions Christianity. But what are the facts? If Hitler finally succeeds in breaking the back of Europe, the occupied countries as well as the Germans will have a new religion thrust upon them. Hitler wants the German God of the future to be the German state, the race, with Hitler deified as its prophet. To hypnotize both the Germans and the occupied countries into acceptance of Nazism. Already there's a deliberate, systematic attempt by Nazi leaders to glorify Hitler. Foremost of these leaders is Alfred Rosenberg, an excommunicated Catholic who, with fanatical hatred for the Pope, was determined as long ago as 1935 to destroy Christianity and replace it with the religion of National Socialism. One night in Berlin in 1935, Rosenberg sat in his office awaiting a visitor, Walter Dara, Minister of Agriculture.
Oh, you're back, Dara. How did it go? Did you see him?
Yes, I saw him out, and I just started back.
Well, did you tell him?
Oh, he was in one of his moods.
Oh.
We spoke for hours. We listened.
Well?
Well, you know him. He sees some subjects of subjects like an intellectual mountain goat. He was worried.
I should have been there. What worried him?
He wondered whether we are strong enough to control the masses for 1,000 years.
To tell him my plans?
He kept interrupting.
I'll tell him. He'll listen.
He wouldn't listen to me.
Of course not. You have no selling power.
Oh, you think you can tell him such an idea?
Remember his ego. Who would turn down such a flattering conception of divine immortality? Think of it. Farewell to the old Jewish God and the Son of God. Hitler is the new God. The party will destroy the Christian belief imported into Germany 1,200 years ago.
Will the masses believe even the Führer to that extent?
Listen, my dear stupid star. The masses will believe anything if you make the lie big enough. Hitler will disappear in the wilderness.
Hitler?
Go on and laugh. I know my people, my Germans. You will borrow from the New Testament. Hitler will disappear. He will become a saintly legend.
Yes. The 20th century, John the Baptist.
Yes. He could do it. You
know.
Yes. But then he will reappear from the sacred mount, bearing the new tablets of commandments. I've already written them down.
You think of everything.
Of course, that's why I've lasted so long. Now then, after this last miraculous act, he must disappear forever.
Hitler's resurrection and ascendance.
For the mass of the faithful, he will end in mystery. Which will begin my religion of the state? Of Hitler, the one and only God.
Did you put it? I could almost be convinced myself.
You don't matter. The people do. The Reich will be forever established as a divine revelation.
Yes. The revelation.
I've written those two. I think of everything. Listen. We of the German state want faith which flames out of the depths of the German nature and out of German heart. For thine is the kingdom, the power forever, I have it.
What a trick to play on God.
And on January 2nd, 1942, as if to fulfill Rosenberg's wish, came the publication in the New York Times of Rosenberg's 30 points for the establishment of a Nazi religion and the organized, systematic destruction of Christianity. For a few cents, you may examine these 30 points yourself. Merely write for the New York Times, January 2nd, 1942. The scene, which you just heard, can be verified by reading Hermann Rosling's authoritative book, The Voice of Destruction. Don't get the idea that the religion of National Socialism is a fantastic dream. It is already being put into effect. Already by 1935, there was a deliberate, systematic attempt on the part of other Nazi leaders to glorify Hitler, to force the great masses of Europe to worship him as semi divine.
Oh, there you are, Mother. Where have you been?
To church, or? Bye.
To church, always to church.
It is Sunday.
Sunday. The bells ring. Like a herd following the bell cow, you go running. Your best clothes, your money, everything you save for Sunday.
Don't be harsh, Porsche. She's your mother.
Church, always church.
I don't know you anymore. I don't want to stay in the same room with you. Thank God, Ernst believes.
Greta.
No, I'm going, Paul. I won't listen to him go on that way.
Greta, don't cry. There's no use carrying on this way. All the folks...
Mother's in her
crying. My sentimental little daughter. Don't worry about it. And what are you dressed up for?
I'm going to choir practice.
Well, then you better hurry.
Goodbye, horse.
Goodbye. Oh, Elf. Before you go, what do you think of this? I just got it.
A Ruger?
Yeah, 45 caliber. The district leader gave it to all Hitler youth in this block. They're going on a hike today to try them out. Too bad you're going to choir practice because, well, maybe I could take you along then.
Oh, they wouldn't permit me to go. I'm only 10.
The district leader will let me take you. He thinks it's a good idea to take a youngster along occasionally. But, of course, you have to go to choir practice.
Oh, I don't really have to go.
What would God say, little Ernst?
Would you let me shoot the gun?
Yeah. If Hilda wants every one of us to be a marksman, I'll show you how to hit the bullseye.
Then let's hurry, horse, before Mother sees me.
And we can do this every Sunday, Em. You know, Em, God is strange. And only strange lies in the pure. You must believe that with all your heart.
Em, where are you, Em? I could have sworn I heard his voice.
He must have gone to choir practice.
Yeah. Well, it is good to know that at least one of our sons is being brought up in the church. The church of truth.
Unbelievable. Need proof? Then turn to page 499 of the Catholic manual entitled The Persecution of the Catholic Church in the Third Reich, written by a German Catholic in Germany and translated from the German. There you will discover hundreds of incidents just like the one you've heard. Obviously, this is the beginning of a new idolatry. There is to be a new God, Germany, and Hitler is to be its prophet. Incredible? No. Already a large number of temples have been erected to take the place of Christian churches. They usually consist of a semicircle of pillars standing naked under the sky with a bust of Adolf Hitler in the center. The swastika has been replaced as a church symbol. Here are performed the newly invented services of Nazi religion, Nazi burial, and Nazi Christmas. Hitler wasn't fooling when he said,
I promise you that I will destroy the church in a few years. One push and the whole structure will collapse. I guarantee that the old beliefs, the pagan gods, will be brought back to honor again with myself at their head.
Are we late for the baptism, Johann?
No, we are early. They have not come yet.
I don't like you. Cemeteries scare me.
No.
Oh, baby, leave. No, don't cry.
I don't like walking on the dead.
Oh, I remember in church, years ago, when I was a girl, with the organ playing, I felt like a human being then. Baptism in a cemetery, it kills me.
No, don't talk like that, Anna. Maybe we shall be heard.
So much death for a little one who has just come to know life. This is where we are reminded, like our religion of death.
No, it wouldn't be so bad if the temple had walls. Then we would not have to look out. But there is nothing. Only His statue and those stones.
Stones are what?
Yeah. But look, Annabelle, there they come. Party leader Len, the burgomaster, the brigade leader. I hope the baby does not cry.
Would you leave me? I can't forget the gravestone.
Would you? You are early.
Yeah, but we forgot the time.
Excitement, eh? Well, it is not every child who has been frightened in the temple under the watchful eye of our sacred ward, Annabelle. Shall we begin with the solemn conferring of the name immediately? Herr Rudiger, will you stand there on the dais?
Yeah.
The woman on his left. The brigade leader will hold the child. Bürgermeister, you will stand opposite me. Now, in the name of the Führer, who is ever present in the sight of our honored head, you little life are the next step of our race into the future. What is the word?
Germany.
Guard your blood in order that those who come after you may thank you. What is the symbol?
The swastika.
God is only in pure blood. I am pure Aryan.
I am pure Aryan.
Awaken and you have found the gate to your deepest yearning. There is only one leader. Sponsored by the army, consecrated to death for the fatherland, dedicated to death for the leader, you are called Wolf. Wolf Radiger. May he become like his model, brave and strong, ruthless and cunning, hard and cruel. Mother, may you help him to find his way. Father, be you a strong worshiper of the immortal leader. And you, boy, bear your name with pride. May you find your highest aim in our ideal, everything for Germany.
If you wish to discover for yourself how Hitler has paganized other Christian rites, all you have to do is read the chapter entitled Ersatz Religion in the Catholic manual, The Persecution of the Catholic Church in the Third Reich, written in Germany by a Catholic and smuggled out. But if you need further proof, let me quote from an encyclical issued by His Holiness Pope Pius XI.
Almost daily we receive reports here at the papacy which show how loyal Catholics in Germany are persecuted and hindered from the exercise of their faith. In the name of the so-called positive Christianity, efforts are being made to de-Christianize Germany and lead her back to barbarous paganism.
You can't do business with Hitler. Episode 10 in a series entitled You Can't Do Business with Hitler. Listen for the 11th program in this series, which is entitled Swastika Over the Equator. This transcribed program, written by Elwood Hoffman and produced by Frank Telford, was brought to you by the radio section of the Office for Emergency Management in Washington.